April 2nd, 1900. Jesus judges according to the will with which one operates. This morning, I had to suffer very much because of the absence of my dear Jesus. However, he repaid my pains by granting a desire of mine, of wanting to know something which I had been yearning for a long time. Then, after going round and round in search of Jesus, now I called him with prayer, now with tears, now with singing. Who knows, he might be wounded by my voice, and so let himself be found. But it was all in vain. I repeated my moans. I asked about him to whomever I found. Finally, when my heart felt itself dying and could take no more, I found him. But I could see him from the back. And remembering about a resistance I made to him, which I will write in the book of the confessor, I asked for his forgiveness. And so we seemed to place ourselves in accord. So much so, that he himself asked me what I wanted. And I said to him, "Be pleased to let me know your will about my state, especially what I must do when I find myself with little suffering and you do not come. And if you do come, it is almost like a shadow. So, not seeing you, I feel my senses present within me. And finding myself in this position, I feel as if I were putting something of my own, and it were not necessary to wait for the coming of the confessor in order to get out of that state." And Jesus, "Whether you suffer or not, whether I come or not, your state is always a victim. More so, since this is my will and yours. And I judge not according to the works that one does, but according to the will with which one operates. And I, my Lord, it is fine as you say, but it seems to me that I am there uselessly, and much time is wasted, and I feel a bother, a fear. And then, having the confessor come, my soul is tormented that it might not be your will." And he, "Do you think it is a sin to have the confessor come?" And I, "No, but I fear it is not your will." And he, "It is sin that you must flee, even the shadow of it. But about the rest, you must have no concern." And I, "If it were not your will, why remain there?" And he, "It seems to me that my daughter wants to escape the state of victim, doesn't she?" And I, all blushing, said, "No, Lord. I am saying this for those times in which you do not let me suffer and do not come. After all, let me suffer, and I will have no concern." And Jesus, "And to me it seems that you want to escape. Besides, do you know when I intend to come and communicate my pains to you? Whether on the first, the second, the third, or even the last hour? So, by distracting yourself from me and trying to get out, you occupy yourself with something else, and I, on coming, will not find you prepared, and will turn around to go somewhere else." And I, all frightened, "May this never be, O Lord. I want to know nothing but your most holy will." And he, "Remain calm and wait for the confessor. Having said this, he disappeared. It seems I feel relieved of a heavy weight by the speaking of Jesus. But in spite of this, the sorrowful pain of when Jesus deprived me of himself has not lessened in me.